right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp with golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." And then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Where did Jesus get this authority? How did he get it? Because Jesus Christ submitted to God the Father. He submitted to God the Father perfectly in every way. He obeyed God in everything. And he gave his sinless life as a sacrifice for sinners so that they could be forgiven. And because of his sacrifice, God rose him from the dead and gave him all authority. And all who believe in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for sin will be saved. Jesus has the power to give eternal life in heaven to all who believe in him. God the Father has given him this authority to save. But this authority over heaven and earth means more than just salvation. It means that he is sovereign. He rules over everything. What does it mean for us when we are sent, though? For missions, it means this, that nothing will happen to you apart from his will. This authority means protection. Protection. Doesn't mean that, like John Chow, you won't die, but it means you won't die unless God wants you to die. This authority means protection, like Matthew chapter 10, where Jesus said this. Matthew chapter 10 said this, "So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." That's God. "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." This authority that Christ has over heaven and earth means protection for you. This authority also means provision for you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, as Jesus was talking about clothing and food and everything that you need, what did he say in Matthew 6, 33? "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." It means protection. His authority means protection, and it also means provision. But what else does it mean? Maybe this will be comforting for you this morning. It also means that you will get the words to say. Listen to what he says in Matthew 10, 17 through 20. He says, "Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them and the nations. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Oh, What could the church do if we really believed that Jesus Christ had all authority in heaven and on earth? We could go anywhere, even if it's across the street. Jesus has all authority. He gives us that certainty. But number two, Jesus says this: Jesus is with us always. Jesus is with us always. Not only does He have authority over heaven and earth, but He promises. So the foundation of the Great Commission is the authority and power of Jesus Christ in heaven and on earth. But He gives us a promise to go along with it. The promise of His presence. Matthew 28:20, the last verse says this: Behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Literally, what He says there, it's hard to translate into English, but literally what He says is, Behold, I'm with you always, even into the eons, the ages, forever and ever and ever. Do we think that we are alone? You are not alone. Ever, if you're a Christian. No one ever goes into ministry. No one serves the Lord in any capacity, whether it's next door to your neighbor, having them over for dinner, or it's to the farthest corner of the globe. You will never be alone. Whether you walk into your workplace with so many problems, or that neighbor that's got a lot of issues, if you settle in the farthest tribe in the darkest jungle, Jesus Christ will be with you. Some of us need to be reminded of these things because we're scared. We're scared to speak. He said He'll give you words. We're scared to invite people over. He said, I'll be with you always. We're scared to quit our job maybe and move to a place where there's little or no access to the gospel. He said, I have all authority and I'm with you always. That's why we can do Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. You see, maybe go to the next slide, Zeke. You see here, folks, listen. We can't do verse 19. We can't go and make disciples of all nations and baptize people and teach them to obey everything in this book. We can't do that. And we won't do that if we don't believe that He has all authority in heaven and on earth, and if we don't believe that He is with us always. But if we believe both of those things, we can go anywhere and reach out to anybody. Brothers and sisters, what prevents you from being sent? What prevents you from reaching out to your family, neighbors, co-workers, and friends? What prevents you from moving somewhere where people need Christ more than they need it in Hong Kong? Don't be afraid to lose your free time. Don't be afraid to lose some of your income. He said He'd take care of all your needs. Don't be afraid to say, well, I don't know if I'll have a lot of churches there to go to. He says He's with you always. Don't be afraid to say, well, I don't know how to say anything. Just reach out to people and pray. God will show up. Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth, and He promises to be with us. So go and make disciples. The last command in the military that you're given is the command that you obey until you've been given new orders. You know that? You always obey the last order that you've been given. Well, the last order that Christians have been given is go and make disciples of all nations. It's still in effect. If we leave people alone, we leave them to perish forever. Just before John Chow died, he wrote this in his journal. We know because he left his journals behind before he went to the beach the last time. Here's what he said. Writing to his sister and his brother and his mom and dad. Brian, Marilyn, mom and dad, you guys might think I'm crazy at all this, but I think it's worth it to declare Jesus to these people. Please do not be angry at them or God if I get killed. Rather, please live your lives in obedience to whatever He has called you to, and I'll see you again when you pass through the veil. Don't retrieve my body. This is not a pointless thing. The eternal lives of this tribe is at hand, and I can't wait to see them around the throne of God worshiping in their own language, as Revelation 7, 9, and 10 states. I love you all, and I pray that none of you love anything in this world more than Jesus Christ. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory. John Chow. That doesn't sound like a crazy man to me. It sounds like to me a young man who understands what it means to be sent by Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, I thank you personally that in 1996 you spoke to my heart in a Sunday school classroom and said, go to China. I thank you that you still call people out to let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body though they kill, your truth abides still. Your kingdom is forever. I pray, God, that you will take Clearwater Bay Church and that you will take us beyond giving and take us beyond praying. I pray that you will turn us into a sending center. That we can make disciples here. Teach people to obey your commands. And to even obey the last command. To make disciples of all nations. God, we realize that in our community and in this city, we have people who are from tribes and languages and tongues where they have never heard the gospel. We know for a fact that there are people in this city who, as far as we know, there is not a single Christian among their ethnic group. So we don't have to go very far. Would you mobilize us? Not by my words, not by fancy slides, but by your Holy Spirit. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.